care to rest. Yes, the Lord said that he'd take care of the rest. He's gonna do
it. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's really good to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are still in the gospel writings of Matthew, and we are in Matthew chapter 28. Last time we stopped at verse 9, and we will continue from there. The word of God tells us in verse 9 of Matthew 28, and as they went to tell his disciples, these were the women going to tell the disciples, behold, Jesus met them saying, rejoice. So they came and held him by the feet and worship him. So Jesus is deserving of our worship and praise, people of God. So we must give Jesus the glory and the praise and the worship that belongs to his great name. So we are going to be praying and continuing from verse 9 of Matthew 28. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercies and your grace. Thank you, O God, that you are God, our Father, our King. You are our blessed hope. And we thank you for this privilege, O God, to bring forth your word. And I pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll continue to illuminate your word to us. Let your word be that lamp to our feet and that light to our path, we pray. Open our eyes, open our dark understanding to know you, Jesus, and to walk in your will. Father God, we just thank you right now that you are doing a work in us, that you are changing us, you are bringing us to that place, O God, Almighty Lord, where we, O God, will bow down before you and worship you in spirit and in truth. But we pray right now, O God, that as your word is revealed to us, O God, we will grow into a deeper relationship with you. You are calling us up higher. And as we hear your voice, I pray that we will take heed to your word and follow you. Father, we pray for those, O God, who are saved, that you'll continue to keep them and help them to grow in grace and knowledge of you. We pray, O God, Almighty Lord, for those who are not yet saved, that they will come to a saving knowledge of who you are, Jesus. For your word, O God, Almighty Lord, is able, O God, to bring forth faith in their hearts. For, O God, your word tells us that faith comes by hearing, hearing by your word. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're doing. We thank you for guiding us into all truth. And we thank you, O God, for stretching forth your hands, O God, and strengthening us during this time. And help us to continue to look to you from whence cometh our help. Father, we bless you. We honor and give you glory always as we continue to glean from your word. And we look to you by faith in Jesus' name. And we say amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. So we see, people of God, as we had looked into verse 9 of Matthew 28. So as the women went, they beheld, and there was Jesus saying to them, rejoice. And Jesus is saying to us today as well, rejoice. We have so much to rejoice about, people of God. Our Savior is alive, and he is interceding for us daily. He is our mediator. So we, as God's people, must know that God has covered us from every side. So we need not be afraid or alarmed, but continue to rejoice in the Lord. Always worship him in spirit and in truth. And look at verse 10 of Matthew 28. The word said, then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. So we see, people of God, Jesus said to the woman, don't be afraid. And it's good that we have the assurance from our Lord Jesus Christ not to be afraid. Many things are coming to cause us to be afraid. But Jesus is saying to us today, don't be afraid. So we need, as people of God, as we go to tell the good news of Jesus Christ, let us not go with fear in our hearts, but let us know that we are not alone. The Holy Spirit is with us, and he is there to empower us and to give us that boldness, to give us that confidence to declare the word of God. So Jesus said, don't be afraid. Go and tell my brethren. Go and tell my disciples. Those disciples were his brethren. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. So the woman We're told to go with the good news that Jesus Christ is risen. So we as God's people are called to go with the good news that Jesus Christ is risen. Look at verse 11 of Matthew 28. And now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. So these same guards that were lifeless when they saw the angel, the Bible said, now these guards went into the city and reported to those chief priests. Remember, the chief priests had hired them to go and to guard that tomb that Jesus was in. And remember, the angel came and rolled away the stone and sat on it. And the guards became like dead men, the word of God told us. So we see, people of God, these same guards came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. So they told them of the angelic visitation. They told them that Jesus is risen. But look at what happened in verse 12. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, verse 13, tell them his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. So we see, people of God, when the guards came to those religious leaders and told them all the things that had happened, they had a meeting, they convened together and decided, you know what, we have to pay off these men. We have to bribe them. We have to pay them off not to speak the truth. We have to silence them by giving them money to be silent. And people of God, we see what money can do. Money sometimes silences us. So we see, they said, go and say that his disciples came at night and stole him. Tell the world, tell the people that his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. So we see they were paid off, people of God, to lie, to say that the disciples had come to steal away the body of Jesus. Remember, these men came and told exactly what had happened. The Bible said they came and reported it to the chief priests, all the things that had happened. So they came and told them the truth, but they said, no, we can't allow the truth to go forth. We have to now make some fabrication, tell them that the disciples came and took away the body of Jesus. So we see, people of God, the money that they gave them caused them to go and do as these religious people had said. We see that money, people of God, can shut our mouths. Money can muzzle us. We have to be very careful, people of God, that we don't allow money to cause us not to speak the way God wants us to speak. So we have to come to understand that God is calling us not to love money to the point where we are going to sell out. We have to come to understand that we have to know that Jesus Christ is our provider. So we are not going to allow money to cause us to not speak the truth, but to cause us to lie because of money. So we want to be people who are truthful. These guards came and they spoke the truth. They told them all that had happened, the word of God said. Remember, the word tells us that when the angel came and rolled away that stone and sat on it, those guards became like dead men. It was as if they were lifeless. They couldn't do nothing. So they came and reported all that happened, but they said, we can't let this go abroad. We can't let the truth out. And many times, people of God, we as God's people, instead of speaking the truth, we speak what others want to hear. But we want, people of God, to be truthful to God. So to speak whatever he bids us speak and not be afraid of what they will do to us. So we see in verse 14 of Matthew 28, and if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure. So this was their promise to the guards. If the governor hear about this, we will appease him. We will tell him what he wants to hear. We will make sure that he doesn't persecute you. We're going to make you secure. We're going to make sure that you are right. So we see people of God, all these religious people, all of what they were plotting together, all of this was to discredit who our Savior is. They were doing all of this to discredit who the Messiah is. But you know, they cannot discredit Jesus. They tried, but they cannot discredit him. He is who he say he is. He is our God and our King, our Messiah, the Anointed One. So we have to understand, people of God, that when we stand for Jesus, many will want to discredit us. Many will want to spread lies about us. Many will want to say things that will cause us to wonder, you know, what is happening. But we want to be people who stand firm in these evil days. And having done all, we still standing firm because we believe in the true and living God. Many will slander us. Many will say all manner of evil against us. But people of God, help, let us remember that they did it to Jesus. So if they did it to Jesus, why wouldn't they do it to us? So we see these religious people, people of God, they were saying to these guards, we will appease the governor. We will take care of him. If you hear about this, we will make sure that you are secure. You are not persecuted by this governor. So look on verse 15 of Matthew 28. So they took the money. These guards took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. So we see, people of God, those guards did not want to speak the truth. These guards prefer to take the money and speak lies. So we see they took the money from the religious people as they were instructed to say that the disciples came and stole the body away. And this was a common saying among the Jews because the guards were at the tomb. And people will believe those who were there. So we see, people of God, they were paid to say that the disciples had stolen their body, the body of Jesus. This was a common report among the Jews that the disciples had stolen the body of Jesus. So many Jewish people will still believe even until now that Jesus Christ's body was stolen by the disciple that he did not raise from the dead. But we know better, those that Christ has been revealed to, we know that he is risen and he lives forevermore. Look at verse 16 of Matthew 28. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. So there was an appointed place for them to meet with Jesus. So the 11 disciples, remember Judas had killed himself. So there were only 11 disciples at this time. So the Bible said, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. And verse 17 said, when they saw him, they worshipped him. People of God, when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. So we see, people of God, when we don't see him, we cannot worship him. When they saw him, they worshipped him. He has to be revealed to us for us to worship him. But to some he was not revealed, but the Bible said some doubted. Some wasn't sure. So we see, people of God, what happens when they saw him. We must see him. He must be revealed to us, people of God. Then true worship will go to him. If he's not revealed to us, we can't worship him. When they saw him, people of God, they worship him. He was revealed to those that worship him. But some doubted. Look at verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So Jesus' authority is not just in heaven, but also on earth. All authority has been given to Jesus. So he who has all all authority is now also given his followers that authority. So we look at verse 19 and 20 as we always call it the Great Commission. The Great Commission. And he said in verse 19, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. So we see Jesus, who has all authority in heaven and earth, is now sending his followers to go. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus said, go, go. Don't wait. We shouldn't be waiting for someone to come to us. This is the Great Commission. And people of God, we are not alone on this mission. It's a co-mission. So Christ is there on this mission with us. So he said, go therefore. Remember, all authority is given unto him in heaven and in earth. So because of that, go. Go therefore. You're going in my name. So go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So we are called to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them, people of God, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, allowing them to make that public declaration that they have turned from their old life and that they have now put on the new life in Christ Jesus. So we see, people of God, baptism is also very important. It's an outward declaration. It's a public declaration that now my life has changed and we now are baptized in the triune God, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So we have to understand this truth and go and do as Jesus said. Go and carry out the Great Commission. The Church of God has a mandate to go and to carry out the Great Commission of our Lord Jesus Christ. Go and make disciples. Look at verse 20, the last verse of Matthew 28. Last verse of Matthew, of the gospel writings of Matthew. It said, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So Jesus said, you go and make disciples, baptizing them, but they must be taught, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. So everything that Jesus taught his disciples, he said, go teach them also. Go and teach them. Teach the word of God. So we are to teach, people of God. The church is supposed to be a teaching church. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, look and see, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I will be with you even to the end of the age. Jesus Christ is with us, people of God. He is with us through his Spirit. He said in John 14:18, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Jesus is with us to the very end of the church age. We have to understand, people of God, we are not alone. Jesus didn't send us out there alone. He is with us every step of the journey. The Holy Spirit, the Blessed Comforter, is coming alongside with us. He's our Paracletos. He is with us. So we are to go with confidence. We are to go with boldness and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. Go and make disciples of all nations, not some nation, of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, baptizing them in the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Baptize them so that they can know that their lives have changed. They have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. So people of God, we are called to go. We are called to go and make disciples. We can't sit back and say, I'm not ready. We are called to go. Tell somebody about Jesus. Teach somebody about Jesus. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Not some of what I've commanded you, but all things. And Jesus said, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. So let it be. I'm with you always. Jesus, who has all the authority, both in heaven and in earth, is with us always. So we need not be afraid or alarmed. We need not be people who are retreating, but we need to be pressing forward and going forth as Jesus has called us to go forth. Go and make disciples of all nations. How many of us are willing to go, people of God? We have to stop and look into our lives. Are we willing to go and make disciples? Many times we speak of the Great Commission, but how many of us are committed to the Great Commission? How many of us are willing to go knowing that we are not on this mission alone? It's a co-mission. That means Jesus is with us on this mission. So we go with the confidence that we are not alone. We go with the confidence that Jesus Christ has given us the authority to go, to loose, and to bind. And we, as God's people, must know that we have been given the authority by our Lord Jesus Christ. So let us go, people of God, fearless, fearless, as sheep among wolves. Jesus said he's sending us out as sheep among wolves. So let us know, people of God, that Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, is with us every step of the journey. We need not be alarmed or afraid. He is the one that fights for us. So as we go with the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us teach others to observe all that Jesus has said to us and remind ourselves daily that he is with us every step of the journey. Jesus is with us through his Spirit. He said he will never leave nor forsake us. He is with us always, even to the very end of the age. So we have to understand that we are not alone. Jesus Christ is with us every step of the journey. Let us go forth, people of God. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to help us to go forth as bold witnesses for Jesus Christ. Let us not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it's the power of God unto salvation. Let us go, people of God, in the power of the Holy Ghost. When we look in the book of Acts, we see those apostles of old, they were empowered by the Spirit to go. So we also, people of God, are empowered to go. But let us not draw back, people of God. Let us not be afraid or alarmed. Let us go forth in the power of the Holy Spirit, knowing that it's not us they reject. If they reject us, it's not us they reject, but it's Jesus Christ himself that they reject. So let us go forth as God has called us to. Let us carry out the Great Commission. Let us go with the good news of Jesus Christ so that souls will be born in the kingdom. It's not about what we want, but what Christ wants for us. What Christ, the mandate that Christ has given us, we are supposed to be obedient to what he said and do his will. So we are called to go and make disciples. We are called to be people who are going forth as Jesus has called us. We are called to be people who are always praying to the Lord of the harvest so he will send laborers into his harvest. So we have to understand, people of God, the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. So we want to be those who are willing to go. And as you hear the word of God this evening, remember the Great Commission. Jesus is calling us to go. We can sit back and say, I am not equipped to go. Yes, you are equipped. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, you have a message. You have the message of salvation. You have your testimony to tell of what Christ has done for you. So let us go with boldness and ask the Holy Spirit to give us boldness. That's what we need. Boldness to go. Confidence to go and to do the will of God. So God is calling us, people of God. And let us know and understand that we are not alone. because God is with us every step of the journey. Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age." So we have to remember that we are not alone. His presence is with us every step of the way. And in his presence, the word said, there is fullness of joy. So we will go forth as joyful people. And this joy will be contagious to those who we come in contact with, people of God. For in his presence, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So we as God's people must understand that we are called to go with the good news. And we are called to be joyful Christians. Jesus, when the woman met him, he said, "Rejoice." So we are called to rejoice because our Savior, Jesus Christ, is alive and well. And he is mediating for us. He ever lived to make intercession for us. So we are to go and to proclaim Christ wherever we go. And when we come in contact with people, they will know that we have been in contact with Jesus, that Christ lives with us and in us, and he is with us every step of the journey. So let us not be afraid, but let us go forth as Jesus Christ has given us that mandate to go. Let us go forth in his power to do his will, and let us go in the power of the Holy Ghost, knowing that we are not alone. Jesus said, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So we want to be people who go forth with confidence, knowing that Jesus Christ is with us. He never leave nor forsake us, and his word is true. So we want to rely on the word of God, and we want to be true ambassadors for Christ. We want to go and speak on Jesus' behalf, and we want to go to reconcile lost sinners to Christ Jesus. So as we go in the power of the Holy Ghost, people will come to know Jesus Christ. But if we go by ourselves, people of God, our mission will be futile. But we must go in the power of the Holy Ghost, and we are going to see great success in this mission that Christ has sent us on. So let us continue to be faithful and true and obedient to the word of God, and do as Jesus says, go and make disciples and teach them, not only make them and leave them, but we must teach them the ways of the Lord so that they can grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you here this evening as we come to the end of the gospel writings of Matthew. And we pray that as we continue on this journey, we will come to understand what we have gleaned from Matthew, that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life pleasing to our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you all, and we will continue. We will go on to a new series next week, God's willing. I'll tell you more about it as we continue next week in Thy Word is a Lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us. We thank you for what you're doing in this season. Thank you that you're alive and well, Jesus. Thank you, O God Almighty, for the great commission that you have given us to go and make disciples. So I pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that we will take it seriously and we will go forth as you have called us to go. Have your way in us, O God. Give us boldness. Remind us that the Holy Spirit is with us and that we are not alone. Father, we thank you again for who you are and what you're doing in this season. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love. As we look to you by faith and give thanks, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, and we say amen and amen. God bless you all this evening. Continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, and continue to be who God has called you to be, a disciple of Jesus Christ who will go forth with the good news, declaring that Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you all. Amen and amen.
In the Lord.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.